Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm now joined by Loyisa Diasi, who is a tax technical consultant from the South African Institute of Taxation, specializing in SARS operations and tax administrations. Loyisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Loyisa, our topic today is what should multiple income earners know with regards to the tax changes? Something I'm exceptionally interested in hearing from you. So let's kick right off.
Yeah, so in early November, SARS announced that they would be making some enhancements to the tax directive system for individuals who receive more than one source of income, one from an employer and fund, retirement fund, pension fund, or that receive more than one annuity fund. Basically, the reason behind this is to alleviate those large tax debts that this group of people suffer when they submit their returns on an annual basis.
May I ask on something that's related but slightly different to today's topic, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would be interested in knowing this. If you have a secondary income coming in, but it's from employment, not necessarily from the rental of a property that you may own or from interest earned on accounts or payouts from RAs, but say, for example, you work two jobs or three jobs, do you get taxed the same on those other jobs? And if those jobs are casual jobs, how do you declare it and what is the tax normally on those type of jobs?
Okay, so how it usually works, say you have two employers. Each employer would tax that income with the assumption that that is the only income you receive, right? So if you receive the 300,000, they would tax it per the tax tables and they wouldn't consider any other income. However, when you submit the return, because South Africa works on the progressive tax system, they will bring together all this income. It may push you up to a higher tax bracket because obviously say you receive two, 300,000s, that will take you to 600,000, which is a completely different tax bracket. So then we recalculate the whole, tax liability and we subtract whatever payers you earn was deducted from all sources and whatever the balance is you would need to pay in. So with employment, it has become much easier to declare because each employer would reconcile. And when you go onto e-filing or you go to the branch, all that data is pre-populated. If it is not pre-populated, you would still have the duty to declare that income to SARS, whether it was a casual job that you did and there was no RIP5, you'd still have the duty to include it in your return, and all that income would be aggregated and we'd look at the tax table for the full amount.
So the important thing is declare, declare, declare.
Declare, declare, declare. You don't want to find yourself in a situation where you're not declaring because in many instances, SARS will find out and that is a criminal offense. Naturally, that would be tax evasion and we don't want to find ourselves on that side of the law.
Anything happening in 2022 in the world of tax that may be implemented that our listeners should be aware of?
Like I said, from the 1st of March, 2022, which obviously falls in the 2023 year of assessment, the taxpayers who receive more than one annuity or receive an annuity and a salary may see slightly less money in their pockets. This is because SARS will then look at that income and issue a tax directive at a fixed rate, inform the fund, be it a pension fund, preservation fund, retirement fund, inform them of that rate, and that fund must withhold that set percentage from the money that you were receiving. So, for instance, if you were receiving 6,000 Rand and the tax directive was for 25%, it means now you will receive 1,500 Rand less because that needs to be withheld for pay-as-you-earn purposes. So going into the new year, this is something that these taxpayers really need to just take cognizance of, speak to their retirement annuities or their pension funds to find out how they'll be affected.
Loyisa Diasi, thank you so very much for today. For those that are interested in finding out more, you can go to the website of the South African Institute of Taxation. Loyisa, I look forward to chatting to you again, hopefully sooner than later.
Thank you so much.